Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of life center style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight.
Well, welcome, welcome, and we thank everyone for joining us tonight live at the Transformation Cafe. Got one of our wonderful diners here tonight with us. Mr. Jamie is sitting here. Hey, Mr. Jamie, how are you tonight?
Most excellent. I'm sitting up here up in Seattle.
And how's it going in Seattle?
I'm here, and it's okay, I guess. There's a little bit
okay,
of a... They had a May Day test today, so there was a little bit of police action downtown and with the parade and such.
Oh, they have a parade downtown? That's exciting.
Well, more of a protest kind of demonstration parade.
There's a lot
not
of protesting
like a,
going on today. Yeah, you know.
May Day, I guess. So that's what they decided to protest. So they broke a bunch of windows and spray painted.
Oh, my.
That's what happens, though.
It happens. Does that happen every May 1st?
Well, not to my knowledge, but it happened this May 1st, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well,
there just seemed to be a... and stuff like that. So immigrants' rights. They had a bunch of parades and demonstrations. So that's what. There you go. The
power.
I'm doing
of...
good.
That's good. And nobody broke your windows
good.
at the Chrome Ohm tattoo parlor, right? Everybody's okay there.
Hopefully. No. We're all
hopefully.
Doing, we're all doing great.
Okay, that's good. That's good. And I am Robin Misevich, one of the other diners here, regulars, here at the Transformation Cafe. Our desire and passion is to be putting things from a light perspective, spiritually and in a laughter way. And so we always see who wants to scoot up to the table, see what kind of conversations are going on. And so... here we are. Here we are every Tuesday night live at 9. And if you're on demand and checking us out after hours, we thank you for doing that as well. And anybody wants to get into the chat room, go ahead and get back on there. We do have our chat room open. If you want to go ahead and get off the switchboard here, have any questions or comments you want to add to the table, please call our number again, which is 646-727-3206. Again, that's 646-727-3206. So, yeah, I was checking that out a little bit today, kind of seeing what was going on with the Internet about just different people letting people know that there's some things that they want to make right in the world from their perspective. So there you go. And that's all good on a certain level. But it's unfortunate they have to do any kind of level of violence. You know, I think one thing that...
the very small percentage of protesters or demonstrators were that ilk, and that's... Actually, that's what happens, though, with any type of thing like this.
Right. But, you know, that's I've been seeing a lot of different organizations and just people really putting it out there on a level that they're wanting to come from more of the Gandhi and, you know, Gandhi perspective of nonviolence when it comes to just, you know, standing in your intentions of letting your voice be known but doing it in a nonviolent way. And, you know, it's, you know, the power of the masses when it comes to our voice. You know, we can be heard, and it's and everybody's choice can make a big significant difference on, you know, what truly happens in the long run with different things when we just really hold
but,
to
the... You know, the way the media portrays it, they kind of blow it out of proportion anyway. And
oh, sure,
it's
sure.
It's a big deal, but I didn't hear nothing or see anything, so I didn't really choose to go down there either, so...
Well,
but,
you know, don't want to get involved in that on whatever level. But, you know, again, with that, too, is there. It was interesting, too, because, like, a few days ago, they were talking about the L.A. riots It's been 20 years since
the
L.A. riots.
20
yeah,
years,
the
I
end
believe.
Of your, yeah, the end, anniversary of 20 years. And what was interesting is seeing how the people of that area, you know, was a lot of it was Hispanic and Black cultures, were talking about, you know, they were saying that to have their voice heard, they felt that they needed to go into a violent situation for them to really make it make their voice known instead of just, you know, coming out in masses so people could see that there was definitely a statement that wanted to be done. I remember that. Boy, that was just really,
was,
I mean, they were closing
20
down.
Years ago. It's hard to believe
yeah, they
it's
were,
been that long.
I know. It is hard to believe. Well, I can't believe we're already in May for this year.
Oh, right.
I mean, this year just feels like it's woo, just zooming by, you know?
Yep,
it's amazing.
There it is.
It's
boom.
Amazing. Yeah, very, very amazing. So, yeah, they were. It's interesting because they were talking about the rap culture and things like that, how they were utilizing those kinds of things and having them be kind of in a shock factor in the way that they were, you know, expressing themselves and stuff like that. So, and it's interesting to see kind of the... For me, you know, here we're a little bit older because we're both in our 50s. So it's like looking at the perspective of, it almost feels like we're going through the 60s again. Does that feel like
well,
that for you?
Well, it's a little different. I mean, you have your benchmarks of when you grew up and, you know, maybe the Kennedy, when Kennedy got shot or whatever, if you're really thinking about things that change things. And we certainly remember Vietnam and such. And there's definitely lots of big events that happen during people's lifetimes that they choose to kind of remember, and that's kind of something that would define their generation or so.
Right, right. But, I mean, if you look at culture when it comes to the art and free expression and, you know, just kind of almost like renaissances of the way art and things like arts and music and things like that, or we're expressing how people
you
were
know,
feeling.
What's really a revolution is the computer and art and music, you know, that kind of thing too. And just
yeah.
how anybody can be an artist or a musician basically, or a DJ.
Or have a TV station or have a TV
or have
show.
Yes, being able to,
I mean, you know,
we should be
having ourselves on Skype so everybody can watch us talking.
Well,
of course, I don't,
believe
you know,
me,
you know, we'd have
you know,
to get out of our pajamas, but there you go.
There'll be a day when every show, everybody will have their own show, and it's like every show will be like a reality show. If they're not, it'll be shows about reality shows, which
right.
they already have. Yeah.
Right, right. And, you know, it's like, but then there's a certain amount of people that, some people just thrive on that. I mean, you
well,
know,
sure.
you think of the Kardashian and all the other just stuff that they have out now, and other people are just like,
aren't we done with this?
In
that respect,
yeah.
it's branding yourself, and that's how you, if you're successful, sometimes it doesn't take very much to be successful, and that's just way of, you know, celebrities being celebrities just for being celebrities, you know.
Yeah. Well, and it's that conversation, too, that you know, I've heard it said that, you know, any press is better than no press.
Oh, right. Any news is good news, right? I mean, if it's
well, not even
news.
Good news, you know, because, like, you hear about some of these people that they have these things happen, and, you know, it gives people a reason to talk about them.
Well,
whether it's good or bad, you know.
Like, you know, some people can kind of put themselves through a lot and be a definitely have a bad reputation, but then in the long run, if they're still, if they survive it, then they, you know, it doesn't really matter. It's just kind of like water off a duck, you know?
Well, you know, this looks like Charlie Sheen's a really good example of this. I mean,
oh,
here
right,
he had his challenges
like,
with his personal lifestyle, and now he's going to be, you know, going off, you know, some of the, what used to be the top stations, and now he's going on to a cable station and having his own show. So it's very interesting.
Well, if he kind of, he's out of his mind in a way, but, you know, that's
but it's been look at the commercials
probably
that he has. They're utilizing him being out of his mind.
Oh, of course. I mean, he kind of had his 15 minutes, and now he doesn't have anything, really. I mean, he's kind of trying to put himself back together. Kind of reinvent himself.
Well, they're kind of reinventing him as it goes, because, like, I think the last two things that I've seen is one's a commercial about this guy going to a bar, and then he goes, I don't know, there's like three or four steps to it, and he winds up, going into a situation where he's battling Charlie Sheen in his living room or something like that.
Oh, no.
And then the new commercial is you see flowers or something, and then you pan out and it's Charlie and he's laying in a coffin. And they're talking about his new show. Yeah, it's like, he's died and been resurrected kind of a thing. And, because he opens his eyes and looks like, yeah, I'm back.
Well, he definitely is. That's what happens when some of these celebrities just try to reinvent themselves in different ways. And they can't quite keep trying to, maybe they were up on, anyway.
Well, it's that popularity of there's enough people out there that appreciate him on, maybe it is because he is a rebel. Maybe it is because he goes against conformity, and
right.
There's enough people out there that want to value that in him and want to be like that too. And just like, yeah, I don't want to be conforming to all this kinds of stuff. So, Charlie's out there showing us that we're going, heck no, I ain't going to do it like that.
Heck no. So I believe there was a earthquake down in Southern California this past week, wasn't there?
There was like a 3.2 or something like that that actually was
right.
In the Orange County area. Yeah,
right.
And it was kind of interesting because I was out driving around and then I ended up talking to a friend of mine. And like, oh, did you feel the earthquake? And I'm like, oh, I was in my car. If you're in your car, you just don't feel it. Unless it's like really substantial and you start looking at everybody and they're freaking out. But,
right.
But what's interesting is that just like Seattle, California is experiencing a constant earthquake.
All right.
Remember we talked about that last, that was about maybe 6 or 8 months ago. There's a phenomenon that's happening with the San Andreas Fault, which kind of even goes up into your area, I think.
Right.
And it's just this constant, really low shaking that's happening. It's very, very interesting. So, which I'm glad because on a level that it's we're not just having these major jolts when it comes to earthquakes.
Well,
we're actually having this real life vibration.
Been very active.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's been very active all over, and it kind of goes through cycles, and this just kind of ends up. Another interesting thing is the sunspots they were talking about, and the way they're kind of looking at the sun now.
Yeah, I thought what's interesting is I heard somebody talking about that and saying until we had the technology to look at the sun and know that there were sunspots, there's been sunspots going on pretty much for the whole time we've been living on the planet.
And
now we make a big deal about them because
of the
fact that we're aware of them.
There's sometimes when some of the not the sunspot, but some of the solar flares and bursts of some plasma, I guess, that there's they're talking about now that are kind of, in fact, what was it, a couple months ago, they were kind of predicting something that was going to interfere with our atmosphere and cell phones and stuff, but it never happened. Something happened, and then we haven't really gotten that. There's a lot of stuff that we really need to consider nature and Mother Earth, the universe, it's amazing.
Right, the nature and Mother Earth, and you know what, and on a spiritual level I've been hearing that we are being graced with so many things that could happen that don't happen, and a lot of it has to do with just our frame of mind and our consciousness and looking at things, and having them affected. It's just like looking at the 2012 situation. I've been hearing lately too, learning actually lately, that it's the matter of people just say, oh, well, 2012 is going to be da-da-da-da. Well, 2012 is going to be that way because there's so many people holding that as a belief and as a suggestion of that that's true.
All
if
right.
We didn't have that as a perspective of just saying, it's just like having certain people just saying, well, Christmas is important. Okay, December 25th is Christmas, so it's an important day that everybody does something. Or the 4th of July. Everybody says the 4th of July is this kind of a situation. So it's these certain markers that we have through each year and through each decade that we wind up making it significant on some level that if there's enough, it's like that, we've talked before about the 100th monkey, right? You remember we talked about that?
Refresh my memory.
Okay. You're like, okay, now she's talking about monkeys. there's a perspective out there that says with 100th monkey, and actually came from some behavioralists that were watching monkeys. I think it was in the Virgin Island area, someplace like that, where they were watching, and there was a series of a few small islands where there were these monkeys. And they winded up seeing these monkeys on one island in particular that started washing their sweet potatoes before they ate them. Okay? And so these behavioralists, you know, animal behaviorists were watching that, and they said, oh, they never used to do that. And pretty much within a few days, all the monkeys were washing their potatoes in the river. Okay? And then all of a sudden they were starting to compare notes with all the other behavioralists on the different islands. And sure enough, all of a sudden, all these monkeys were doing the same thing.
Mm.
So it's a matter of that sense of change occurring and then recognizing that it's rippling out, that consciousness, that idea was out there, and then all of a sudden we had over 100 monkeys that were doing that, and pretty much every monkey does that now because it's a matter of everything changing in us. It's like that 6 degrees of separation. Once we start connecting,
right,
knowing that, and you know, it's not even that much anymore. Nowadays it's about 3.5.
Yeah,
it's about 3.5 now. Part of it's because of the internet, and part of it's because of the fact that we're getting more on a telepathic level synced with one another, that we no longer have to have that much of a, it's like snail mail. We don't need snail mail anymore. It's like I can go to 2 or 3 spots on the internet and I have what I need.
Well,
so I have 2 or 3 people that can connect me to what I need.
That they were talking about, and, you know, that's unfortunate too. I don't really write any letters. I used to write you letters, I think.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because, you know, we didn't have the text messaging. We didn't have the other stuff.
No,
it was just a matter
not.
Of mailing things, yeah.
And,
you know, you could pick up the phone
about,
and just say...
closing all these post offices and all these small... it's just like, no wonder. And then that's another problem, but, you know, that's the curse, kind of the twofold curse of technology in this case, I think.
Yeah, because it just shows that we're evolving, we're changing, we're
right.
finding more and more ways of the ease of communication instead of having it be snail mail and just all these kinds of things.
Even the term snail mail, I've heard that from of people, and it's like, wow, I guess it's right, because...
it is snail mail, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you know, part of it too is I always look at it from the green perspective, because I'm saving paper, I'm saving gas. I mean, there's so many different things
too.
When it comes to our footprint on what we're doing with being able to communicate with stuff. It's just like in my flower shop business, more times than not, I usually will email with an attachment of an invoice as opposed to actually mailing it to somebody or even faxing it to somebody.
Right.
Yeah, you know, not even necessarily even creating a hard copy. I pretty much keep it all just on a level in the computer, so I basically just have it all right there. You know, I pretty much still do a one hard copy, so I have it with just their invoices and stuff. So, because we still handwrite our stuff, you know, there's still certain things that are just going to be things
there's
that we need to be doing with that.
So. People trying to be more green, and that is definitely less paper and less paper trails and just copies of things, and most definitely, that's good being conscious that way.
Yeah, but see, because it's almost like we've got this, there was a book, there's a few books that have come out, I'm trying to remember the name of them, it had to do with the more we have technology, the more we go back to renaissances of things that are handmade and appreciated from that level.
Well,
it's
I
like,
think it gives
you know,
it a better
making,
appreciation for handmade things that aren't mass-produced, you know.
Right, it's just like making handmade paper.
Oh, right.
You know, making it out of rose, you know, flower petals or just different fibers and things like that, you know, and going back to that kind of paper as opposed to having it being mass produced. You know,
right.
Having that, like I'm saying, that sense of renaissance. And it's just us talking, it makes me think about how, you know, the culinary arts have just exploded. I mean, with people
right.
appreciating food and the way that food's prepared and the creativity and the ingenuity and just all the different things that people do with food, it just shows that level of, you know, that hands-on and then creativity with something like that. It's just going to turn into this, you know, you know, somebody works 5 or 6 hours to make something, and it's that momentary pleasure of eating something in 2 minutes. You know?
They're definitely popular shows, and there's a lot of cooking shows and shows about eating. And
when
I see a show about eating and I want to eat something.
Oh yeah, you see these shows on, you know, especially going on some of these food channels.
Eat
yeah.
So much. I don't know.
Yeah, it's true. Drivers, dive-ins and dives and all that stuff. You see the way people get together, like, you know, you can't watch those shows and not be eating something, because you're looking like, I gotta make something. I gotta have at least some popcorn. I gotta munch on something here.
There
anyway.
Must be some sort of somebody that studied that. Like, man, when you see somebody eating or smoking on TV, it's like, wow, it must be something to that. It makes your brain like, oh, I must go get it.
Yeah, and that's true, because, you know, there's a certain level of marketing that happens on a level when you're seeing something like that. It's a trigger, like, I didn't even know that I wanted that until you, like, see it, and you're like, oh, I want to get that. So it's that, you know, it's the continual instant gratification and getting all that stuff made and doing stuff like that. So, but going back to the cooking thing with the culinary thing, one thing, I had gone to Las Vegas about a month ago, and it was so interesting that you go through some of these larger casinos and stuff like that, and these chefs at some of these restaurants are pretty much the celebrity.
Oh, are they out there doing a demonstration?
Oh, yeah, well, you know, it's like the Wolfgang Puck and all the different stuff that they have going on and things like that. But, I mean, it was very common for, you know, a higher-end restaurant, at least one or two, depending on where they, you know, what casino or something it was, to have this cook, you know, the chef, and basically had been on one of these, you know, like, you know, culinary shows or something like that. They wound up being the winner of a contest or something like that. And then, you know, people are going to that place because of that chef, but also from the show. And it's just the notoriety and stuff like that. It's really interesting, just the level of celebrity, and that it's not just people who are, you know, considered performers now. But, I mean, chefing, you know, cooking, you could be cooking in front of somebody, and that's definitely, you know, a performing art. Kind of a thing, you know. And instead of just, you know, getting fed through music, you're getting fed through food. So that's pretty cool.
Well, there's definitely
like
an art
that,
cooking,
so.
And, I don't.
Yeah, start being a celebrity floral designer. There you go. So people are going to be checking me out to say, like, watch me design. There we go. And then, you know, unless you're like in the industry, usually you're in the industry to have something like that happen, but just people are like, you know. So I'm a comedian that's designing flowers at the same time. So something like that.
It'd be kind of hard to be a celebrity in flower design, because it's such an ancient and varied, and I guess you came through your family and such when you learned the art and craft, I imagine, right?
Well, what's interesting is that I started that way. Yeah, my mom had learned the trade, and then I learned it through her, and then I had taken a couple classes. But then I took
but
a whole
that's all
series
you needed,
of.
But you had the day in, day out of doing that and having a business to run and that kind of thing.
Right,
right,
but then I went in and learned Ikebana, which is the Japanese floral arranging with a teacher, and that put me into a totally different, you know, perspective and category, because it's coming from a whole different way of philosophy of placement and change
and
all that kind of
stuff.
There's
quite a few people that are probably pretty famous in the circles of whatever, I mean, like when you go to flower shows and you have all sorts of people that are pretty popular, I imagine. Or is it
but like I'm saying, you know, unless it's that trade and that specific, most people wouldn't know necessarily who you were and what was going on.
Or there are people that kind of came up with hybrids of flowers that are very popular and expensive or you know, mind-boggling or something. I don't know.
Yeah. What I think is interesting is there are the crossovers between people who are designers, like somebody who's designs clothes, and then they have a line of flowers.
Yeah, that's interesting. How does that work out?
Yeah, like, and so it's almost like the Martha Stewart.
Oh, right.
You know, Martha's got, you know, sheets, and she's got, you know,
she's
got,
Omni,
I mean, you know, yeah,
Omni,
it's pretty much, let's put my name on something.
On everything,
like even,
right, yeah.
Yeah, so it's even like celebrities that put their name on something and all of a sudden they've got a cologne or jewelry or whatever, and you're like, whoa, wait a minute. Yeah, well, wait a minute, you know. He's
wait
like, okay,
minute.
we Yeah, exactly. So, but they had, I was watching even one cooking channel the other day that had Yearwood on there. What's her first name? Anyway, Yearwood? She was on there talking about how the way she was raised to cook and stuff. So she was a cooking show with her, even though people all know her as, here she's a country singer or a singer.
Oh, right.
And now she's got kind of a cooking show because she shows how her mama and grandma did all their good stuff, and there you go. Let's do some cooking.
She's from the Midwest, though, right?
Right.
She's married to Garth Brooks, right?
Right. So she even talked about it was interesting because she was showing the basics of how to make a good hard-boiled egg and cooking eggs.
That sounds, there's quite an art to egg cooking, too, believe it or not. It's not very, it's really easy to mess up cooking an egg, especially a certain way, if you like it, that way.
Well, they were talking about hard-boiled eggs, and apparently the hard-boiled egg is you don't necessarily even need to boil them. You just put them in really hot water, and you can let them sit on the stove, and they'll cook up to like 10, 15 minutes in really hot water. And then the trick is to take it out of
the water and put it in
cold water.
Right.
Because the cold water makes all the heat go to the core.
Right.
And that way your egg, the yolk and stuff gets cooked.
Right.
So I never do that.
That's good.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. And it's like, for me, it's like if you're going to have a tuna salad or an egg salad or whatever, you got to know that the whole thing is getting cooked. So,
We were talking about food because it's a transformation cafe, and we transformed
something into food at the very end here.
So that's good.
Get the waiter over here and get some deviled eggs going on.
Some deviled eggs, right, with the paprika.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's very good.
That. Yeah.
So there you go. Good conversation and a good little snackers on along the way. You can't go wrong with that.
The twice baked potatoes too. Those are good too.
Yeah, those are good. So it's just going to be appetizer night here. That's all good.
Well, we were talking about some bell peppers or stuffed tomatoes. I guess those are good.
You really don't see a lot of restaurants that have stuffed peppers, or the stuffed tomatoes.
That's be more traditional. I bet
But that would be so healthy to go back to that.
Well, right. It sounds good.
It'd be very healthy to have, to have all that kinds of stuff going on where you actually got that kinds of stuff. And it is. It's more like these little cafes or diners that cater to stuff like that.
Another big thing now are just the trucks that are kind of designer.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Trucks. Yeah.
There's a couple different Indian casinos over here, and they actually have special events where they have the food trucks.
Right. And
yeah,
it's like
they'll
a
have
giant
like
rodeo of food
right,
trucks.
And it's big. They'll take part of their parking lot, and they just have all they have like I don't know, maybe 15 different food trucks, and they're well known for what they do and stuff. But that goes back to these reality shows too, because they've the couple of the food channels and stuff, they have those competitions where they basically start out with 20 different food trucks, and then they wind up having the winner kind of thing, where they wind up having those.
They even have one down here that's like a pig-shaped one, and it's all metal.
It's a food truck that looks like a pig.
Yeah, they sell pork sandwiches out of it. Yeah, it's pretty famous. If you look it up, it's like Maximus, Minimus, Maximus, pork something, I don't know.
Well, it would be a Maximus pork if you got this huge pork going, pork.
Right.
Can you imagine this big pig driving down the road?
And it's all metal. Anyway, that's a pretty good, they're doing all right, though.
Uh-huh.
It could become a good niche area,
Have you tried their sandwich?
No, I haven't.
No, you haven't.
I'm downtown
okay.
and I'm running to work, so.
Oh, okay. You just wait as you go by, right?
I see on the wall.
Hey, pig!
What time we got left?
Oh, we're down to our last, 30 seconds. So there you go.
God.
See how fast it goes? I know. 30 seconds, that's 30 minutes
quick.
Just goes so fast with us. Sure it does.
Do you have any special guests coming up next week or in the upcoming week?
We've got a couple coming up. We actually have one lady who, she's actually does psychic surgeries.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So
we're going to have, her name's Diane, and we're going to be having her coming on the air. So it's a matter of getting her. She's
surgery?
A very busy girl. So, we'll talk a little bit about that. So. And have that going on, but
right.
And Miss Gloria has had a couple other guests though, and we've got Dr. Steve. He's going to be coming on to talk about his new book. So we've got some, so we'll be having some good stuff on there. But sometimes it's nice just to have Mr. Jamie sitting at the table and we'll talk about some current things that are happening. So that's all good.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So we thank everybody for checking in, and we will see you next time here at the Transformation Cafe. Thanks, Jamie.
Take care.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again. Travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.